I think there are probably some key words for us. We'll put them together and share them out after the service. But there's something about being sent, isn't there? There's something about our attitude and our heart, about the way that we do that. Something about not expecting people to come to us on our terms, but us going to them. Something about taking Christ and his compassion as we go there. And also that it's a direction, that there's purpose in it. Something that we share together. So that's really helpful. We'll collect all these up at the end and have a go at starting to put some of this down, which will be a little bit like our mission statement, or just give us a feel of where we're going with this. So I think it's a really good start that we made this morning. And what I want to say to you is don't stop talking about it. We need to be starting to discuss this when we meet and share, because we need to have a shared direction with this if we're going to move forward, that sort of shared vision of what it might look like. That means we can all pull in the same direction, we can all move in the same way. And I wanted to share a little bit of my own personal story and just sort of thinking about this for myself, because many of you know that I've been in the NHS for about 30 years now, and the last sort of 10 or 20 years have been in leadership roles. So the NHS is great for doing training for leadership, and some wonderful resources that I've been able to access through that. But there's some really interesting work that's been coming through for the last 5 years. And some of you that are involved in business will be able to relate to this and know about it. And it's about the importance of underlying values in organisations and beliefs. The fact that culture, or what we value, what's important, really makes a difference to the way that we function as organisations. And in fact, the NHS and other organisations, I suspect the police are doing the same, but there's a huge amount of money that's being poured into looking at values, or some of the very basic fundamental values that help organisations to work. And if that's important for the secular world, how much more important is that for us? There's a saying that some of you might have heard, that culture eats strategy for breakfast. I don't know if you've heard that before. Culture eats strategy for breakfast. And basically, if we don't get our culture right, if we don't get our values and our direction, our shared direction of going together, it doesn't matter what we do, it's not going to work. Because that fundamental basis from what we're working for isn't in place and it isn't shared. So that's why it's really important that we have these discussions right at the beginning of this adventure that we're on as we move forward. If that's important for the secular world, and it is important, it makes a huge difference to hospitals, for example. You can imagine if they start to really say, one of our key values is compassion, how does that start to change a hospital organisation? You would think that that would be fundamental, wouldn't you? But it isn't present in all of our hospitals. Some of us know that and have experienced that. But hospitals that do have this as an undergoing value, which the staff directly work towards, it totally revolutionises everything that they do. And I think it's something that we should ponder on ourselves as we start to move forward, what this actually means for us. What is our culture here in church? What's important to us? We want to be a missional church. So what does that actually mean in practice? What are the values that we have? And we started to express some of those as we were beginning to talk about what is mission just a minute ago. One of the key things that I think I wanted to share with you this morning, and we're going to have two sessions at this, is just to begin to think about the fact that mission actually starts with us as individual people. It comes out of our own encounters and stories with God. So if we want to be people that are generous and share this amazing good news, we have to be people that know that good news for ourselves, because out of that, we'll be able to talk about it, we'll be able to share. So something about mission starts with us, first of all, as individuals. And I want to focus on that today and think about that, because whatever we do, as we move forward, our heart, our values of wanting to share this amazing life that is on offer from God, it will come out of us talking about that reality in our own lives. It'll be something that's relevant and that makes a difference. Because rightly so, people that don't have faith will look at us to see whether there's any point in it. Why follow something that people aren't following themselves? And we're going to look at a passage now to just to help us think about this. Because mission does start with us. It isn't something that we do. It is something about our identity and the way that we live our lives as believers. And we're going to turn to John 4. You might want to grab a Bible, because in a minute I'm going to ask you just to think about this passage. It's going to be John 4, and we're going to read from 39 to 42. John 4, 39 to 42. I think we've got a slide for that, Marion. Thank you. Brilliant. So we're going to jump into a story. Some of this you'll know already, and it's the Samaritan woman who meets Jesus at a well. So a lot of you will be familiar with this story, but just a bit of a recap. So Jesus has been traveling through the area of Samaria, which is outside of the Jewish community. His disciples have gone off to try and get something to drink. Jesus is tired, and he stopped at a well, and he starts to have this amazing conversation with a local woman. And it's a conversation which you might want to have a look at in a minute. We're not going to go into a great depth of the actual conversation, but it's an amazing example of a faith conversation. This is one of the longest conversations that we have in the Gospels, that we hear Jesus actually speaking directly to somebody. And he's talking to somebody that's outside of the community that he's in. So it's an interesting thing to think about. There's lots of interesting information about the woman herself that came to Jesus. But we're going to pick this up at the end of the story, because the woman meets Jesus. They have this fascinating conversation, which you might want to unpick a little bit in a minute in your group. But it has an impact on her. Something changes for this woman that totally changes her life and her future. She encounters Jesus in a way that she wasn't expecting, and it totally changes her. And as you look at some of the verses just before this, you can see the Holy Spirit, there's a spiritual dimension to this conversation that gets deeper and deeper and draws her in. And if you want a masterclass in talking about faith, this is a really good story to have a look at. But we're going to look at the woman herself, and we're just going to read John now. It says here, many of the Samaritans from the town believed in him, so that's Jesus, because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed for 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers, and they said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you've said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the saviour of the world. Isn't that an amazing impact that woman started, a bit like a set of dominoes? It started to knock and then knock and knock and knock. And all of a sudden, there was this amazing dynamic thing that was happening in her village, which changed everything. So I'm going to pause for a bit. We've just got a minute or two. I just want you to look at this passage, and I want you to just have a look at what we can learn from the way that this woman shared her faith. What's going on there? And we're only going to do this for a very short period of time, and then I'll share with you a few things that I've pulled out from the passage. So have a look at it now, just for 2 minutes, and see if you can identify some key things that are characteristic of this Samaritan woman sharing her faith. Have a quick look now. Okay, I'm going to bring us back together again. Hopefully that's given you just a few minutes just to start thinking about how this lady shared her faith. I'm going to draw us back together as a whole group. So it's nice to hear people discussing this and thinking about it. You might want to have a look at this passage and the section before during the week and just pick out a bit more information, because there's lots of wonderful resources in this story about sharing faith. But very quickly, here are a few things that I just wanted to share with you. I'm sure you've come up with other things that are just as good, but a few things that I noticed. First of all, this was really relational, wasn't it? Someone mentioned that earlier. It was about her relationship with the people in the village. They knew her already, and she knew them. And she had an opportunity, because of those relationships, just to share her experience. And that's what she did. It wasn't complicated. It wasn't theological. She basically just shared her experience of meeting Jesus and how it had changed her. And she was able to do that because of the relationships that she had already. So that was the first thing. I think the next other thing I noticed was it was just really natural. It was something that just came out of her experience. She just couldn't stop herself talking about it because it had just been so amazing. It wasn't complicated. She just shared something that was really personal to her, her own experience of meeting Jesus. And then the other thing that then happened was it started to have an impact on others. There's something going on here that is more than just about the woman. I think it's to do with the spiritual element, the Holy Spirit working, because as she started to speak, people started to listen. I'm sure she got lots of different reactions. Some people wouldn't have wanted to listen to her, possibly because of her background, but some did. And they started to talk. They started to share. They then invited Jesus to come and spend time with them because of the conversations that they'd had with the woman. And then as they met Jesus themselves, it started to change them as well. So there's quite a lot that we can learn about this idea of sharing faith from this story in John. And as I said, you might want to have a look at this during the week and unpack it, particularly go back and have a look at the conversation that Jesus has with the woman, because it's absolutely fascinating. It's one of my favourite stories, actually, in John. And there's lots that we can learn from it. So one of the things that did happen for this woman was that her witness didn't stay within Sunday or Saturday, it would be Sabbath or whatever for them. It kind of spread out into her week. She might, I don't know what day this was in the week, but you get this feeling that she just went back to where she lived and she just started talking to people in the village, going about probably her everyday activities. And I think that's another key thing for us to hold as a value. What we do on Sundays is important, of course it is, and we need time together, that in time where we build fellowship and community together. We need time when we learn together. But when we go out and share faith, it impacts on the whole of our week, every place that we go. And one of the terms that's used nationally, you might have heard this, is the idea of front lines. So we've talked a lot about front lines over the last year, haven't we, about the NHS front line, being on the coalface, being actually going out and doing the work. So one of the terms that's used is about our front lines, and all of us have our front lines during the week, where we are out and about, being ourselves, making it real, sharing our faith. And we're just going to have a look at a video clip for this now, if that's okay, Marion. Thank you. So surely the Lord is in this place, and I wasn't even aware of it. That's an amazing thing to think about, isn't it? This is about mission as well. Before we even start organising ourselves to go out in groups and events, one of the fundamental things for us, as well as the values that we hold about sharing the good news with others, is the fact that this is something that is part of us, that it's in our lives, Monday through to Sunday. It's who we are, it's part of our identity. And each one of us has an opportunity to share in our front lines. So as we begin to come towards the end of the service, we're actually going to just think about this for this week. We're going to think about where our front lines are, what it means to be a believer, someone that shares our faith out into our lives. And you've got some coloured cards on the front there. People on Zoom might just want to discuss this through. There's some pens, and I just want you to write down some of the places that you're going to go into this week that are part of your normal week. It might be at home, so some people might come to you. Or they might be out and about, they might be job related, they might be neighbour related. And just jot a few down, but particularly choose the ones that you have a real heart for, that there's people there that you really care about, people that you would long to be able to share your faith more with if you had opportunities. So jot them down, we'll put them on the tables, and then we'll see if we've got any that are the same, if we've got any themes that are coming through. So front lines, where's your front lines this week? So would somebody like to shout out front lines?
The
family.
The gym.
The gym.
The allotment.
The allotment. Did I hear school?
School gate.
School gate. Open the book. Fantastic. Yeah, I did that. That was good. Dog walking. Fantastic. Yes, yes.
Yeah, we have people who walk with.
Walking, yeah, out and about walking, yeah.
Coffee shop.
Coffee shop, fantastic, yeah. Family, yeah, family conversations.
Torchlight.
I was going to say dinner tables is another one. Post office, yeah. Work colleague. Work colleagues and neighbours.
Paper shop.
Paper shop, yeah, going into the shops, yeah, yeah. The WI, yeah.
Facebook,
yeah, that's an interesting one. Online, yeah. Yeah, that's a front line, isn't it?
Texting,
yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. WhatsApp, yeah.
On the building site,
fantastic, yeah. Queuing for petrol, interesting one, yes, yeah. Some of the more mundane things in life.
Yeah, the Sainsbury's queue,
yeah. You can have some very interesting conversations in queues, can't you? Yeah, definitely. The GP surgery, yeah, fantastic, yeah, yeah.
On the buses,
yeah, just going about opportunities. I remember someone talking to me once about the challenge of ministry, and we all minister, don't we, as believers, that one of the most important part of ministry is the interruptions, and that it's those times when God often breaks in and uses you in ways that you're not anticipating. And that's a lot of our front lines sometimes are about interruptions, aren't they? And suddenly realizing that they're opportunities rather than maybe frustrations, for example. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's some of that's about the reality of being doing normal things and the normal frustrations that everybody has to face, that we're part of that as well, absolutely. Yeah. There's a real mixture. You know, it's really wonderful when you do this activity, because you just remember, it just helps me to remember the diversity of where we're all out. As we all leave the building today, we're going to be going all over the place, across the village, in our homes, into leisure places, into work environments. And each one of us is called by God. It's we're there for a purpose, and we're there because God has placed us in that place for now, to be his hands, his mouth, his ears. We're there for him. So I'm going to quickly just pray for us now, for our front lines this week. So let me pray for us all. Father God, I just want to thank you for this reminder, the fact that we are called to speak of you and share your good news throughout the week, and that you've placed us in these amazing places all over the village, across the surrounding area, across the country, in our homes, in our shops. You have placed us there to be able to share your good news. And we just want to give these places to you now, and pray that you might use us to be people who talk of our story about knowing you. Give us opportunities of interruption, to talk about you. And may there be places of blessing and encouragement for those that we meet as we go out this week. Amen.
Amen.